listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Yo, yo, it is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage could help you get there for home loan solutions that fit your life well. Rocket can. Angelo Cataldi going to join us coming up 15 minutes from now as we will check in with him on the undefeated Eagles. We will also get a little preview, Phillies Padres, game one of the NLCS tonight. But without further ado, I'm not talking about Freddie Adu. It's time to update you on the biggest storylines of the day with some audio, and we call that segment the News Brief.
Time for your daily news brief. We get you caught up on the rumors, reports, and reconnaissance from the day in sports.
Jim Irsay wants to show Dan Snyder who's boss. This is the Colts owner saying there are reasons to make Daniel Snyder sell the team.
You know, I believe that there's merit to remove him as owner of the Redskins. I think it's something that we have to review. We have to look at all the evidence, and we have to be thorough in going forward.
Let's hear more from Jim. He says NFL owners need to consider removing Dan Snyder as an owner.
There's consideration that he should be removed. You know, we have to complete the investigation. But to me, it's something that I think serious consideration has to be given to the removal, and we have complete authority to do that.
Of him or just or the family, period?
I think in general of him being removed and selling the franchise.
Yeah, it would have to be, they can't just kick him out and go, oh, we'll have your wife say, Tanya Snyder. That's pretty much what happened the last year, and it wasn't effective at all, because when wife and husband, whoever is the person that has the title of handling the day-to-day operation, they're still both going to have a say. It just all comes down to optics at that point. So if you're going to get rid of him, you got to get rid of the entire Snyder family, and I have no problem with that because it gets out the biggest evil person of them all in terms of why that franchise has been so dysfunctional in Daniel Snyder. Jim Irsay, because you're going to need 24 owners to kick him out on if he thinks enough owners will be on board with voting to remove Daniel Snyder.
When we look at the evidence and go forward, we'll have to determine what the situation is, but I just believe in the workplace today, the standard that the Shield stands for in the NFL, you know, that you have to stand for that and protect that. Once owners talk amongst each other, they'll arrive to the right decision, and my belief is that unfortunately, I believe that that's the road we probably need to go down, and we just need to finish the investigation. But it's gravely concerning to me, the things that have occurred there over the last 20 years.
I know Jim Irsay could be a wild card, but he's not saying what he said today. If A, he doesn't think that Daniel Snyder did a lot of things wrong, which we already know that he did, or two, that the other owners are going to back him. Because let's just say, hot take, Hickey, if Jim Irsay said this and then you had like 20-something other owners go, yeah, publicly, I don't agree with Jim, Dan did nothing wrong, then those owners are going to turn on Jim. So Jim was basically the voice here for what I would think would be the majority feeling of the other owners. Could there be three or four other owners that go, yeah, I actually agree with Daniel Snyder here? Potentially. Jim's got to know, though, the way that the majority of the owners feel, because you know how tight that NFL owners fraternity is and how exclusive of a club that is and how many times they sweep things under the rug. For Jim to speak out and pretty much say, we got to kick this guy out of the league, he's got to know that he's going to be backed by at least the 23 other owners that would be required, including him, in to make 24 to get Daniel Snyder out of this league.
You're hard, I'm sorry, because he then puts a target on his own back. You're attacking, like, you know, if it's a fraternity, one of our own, and all of a sudden now you start to get ostracized and pushed aside in that Dan Snyder category.
Like, I was in a fraternity in college, and I remember that there was this kid that we knew. He wasn't in the fraternity, but he was someone that we knew, and he was, like, in the inner circle, but he wasn't actually in the fraternity. And I remember that one night he showed up to a party a little bit intoxicated, and he was trying to fight one of my friends. And I just so politely said to the kid, if you right now throw a punch at an actual brother that's in the fraternity, you're going to have all these other people come down and kick your ass. So right now, these are members of the fraternity, and you could have people removed from a fraternity. But you have all these NFL owners that are involved in the fraternity, and you know the people in the fraternity that do something wrong here. And it's up to you to go through the process to get them out of the fraternity. And pretty much, Jim Irsay has to have a lot of clout in this fraternity to be the one to put all this out there on record, and he has to be speaking, I would imagine, for the other brothers, aka the other owners, in this fraternity right now, that the majority of them, if it got to a vote, would not want Jim Irsay as an owner. Anyway, let's play one more. Jim Irsay and what bothers him the most with Daniel Snyder.
Well, that's not what we stand for in the National Football League. And I think owners have been painted incorrectly a lot of times by various people and under various situations. And that's not what we're about, you know. And we do care a great deal for each other. You know, there's a lot of friendships in this league and closeness. You know, Bob Kraft just getting married, I talked to him and sent him a gift. And there's just a lot of closeness in this league. And I don't think some of the things I've heard, it doesn't represent us at all. You know, I want the American public and the world to know what we're about as owners.
He wants the American public and the world to know what they're about as owners. And don't get me wrong, a lot of these owners do have skeletons in their own closet. But whatever the information is that Jim Irsay has on Daniel Snyder, he is that annoyed at it that he wants Daniel Snyder out as an owner. And he's willing to go on the record to say that when it comes to everyone that's in this fraternity, guys, it's time to kick out Daniel Snyder. And that's got to be a big feeling of the other owners in the league, or else he would have never said it. Because this was avoidable today. He didn't have to speak out. He didn't have to give his true thoughts on this, but he elected to do so. Very telling. Russell Wilson, who's been a disaster with the Broncos, says there's no infighting or finger pointing in the Broncos country. Let's ride. Locker room.
No, we don't have division in our locker room. I mean, you guys saw how hard we played for each other tonight. I mean, everybody, it didn't go our way, but everybody's fighting their butts off every day. The guys up front, all line, receivers, tight ends, running backs, the defense, the defensive line, linebackers. Our safeties and corner. I mean, everybody's playing for each other. We felt like we could have won the game.
I wonder if he even has a good understanding of the read of the room. Because it was Derek Wolfe, remember last week or 2 weeks ago, joined us? And Derek Wolfe said that he's probably isolated already a lot of people in the locker room. He has his own quarterback coach, Jake Heaps, who's joined us before. I guess he has an office, according to Derek Wolfe, Jake Heaps, in the facility. And it was Derek Wolfe who said he thinks he's Peyton Manning, but he's not Peyton Manning. I wonder how much division there is in that locker room and how much is it, yes, we know Russ has the power, but there being relationships, let's just say, being formed, and the guys that are supposed to respond to the leader and Russell Wilson saying, yeah, I'll stand behind this guy. Because there's a lot of times in the NFL where you have a bad quarterback or a bad player, and people will go, no, 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 you're just not seeing what we're seeing. I haven't heard a lot of vocal support, really, for Russell Wilson. And I don't think Russell, I think what Russell Wilson has displayed, really, in this last year, year and a half, 2 years, Russell Wilson's all about himself. Russell Wilson is not a good leader, and Russell Wilson does a lot of bizarre things, and he's starting to become a punchline for a lot of jokes, which is a shame, because this was a guy that not that long ago was considered to be a great player in the NFL. Do you think there's guys in that locker room, Ryan, that are doubting Russell Wilson right now?
Probably at least, what, 10, 15 guys on defense at least?
You would think.
I mean, they got to be.
Because the defense has been balling out.
They've been playing very good. Like, even last night, like, they're getting stop after stop after stop, getting Justin Herbert off the field. And then you watch Russ go out there. It's three and out, sack, deep ball and completion. It's got to be just
threw the game away up against the Colts.
Two awful picks in the fourth quarter.
Have you ever seen a player crumble this quickly like this? From such an elite level? Usually it's a gradual decline. But this went from him being a great quarterback. Oh, Seattle's the biggest joke in the league for not wanting him anymore or trying to kick him out or ruining that relationship. Tonight, everyone's saying, man, Seattle knew something that we didn't. Like, if I put out a poll right now, is Russell Wilson still considered to be a top 10 quarterback in the league? 98% would say no right now. And before the year, he was viewed as a top 10, top 7, even maybe a top 5 quarterback. Like, I remember we had that conversation outside of Brady, Rodgers, Mahomes, and Allen. Like, who's that fifth guy? And you make the case for a Herbert. You make the case for a Burrow. You know, some other quarterbacks too. And Russell Wilson was in that category. Russ is not only falling out of the top 5, he's falling out of the top 10. Can you make a case that there's 15 better quarterbacks than Russell Wilson right now? The Broncos have the fewest points per game in the NFL.
They have the worst offense. Yeah, I don't see how you can make the like.
Let me ask you right now, this quarterback or Russell Wilson, who would you rather have right now?
Right now, this year, okay.
Josh Allen or Russell Wilson? I'm just going through all the teams.
Josh Allen.
Zach Wilson or Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson.
Tua Tagovailoa or Russell Wilson?
I mean, through three games, Tua look good. I'll take Tua right now, honestly.
Bailey Zappi or Russell Wilson?
I'll still take Russ, but Bailey's out. One more good game, honestly, I would consider.
Mac Jones or Russell Wilson?
Oh, jeez. I hate to say it. Honestly, I think I might take Mac Jones.
Wow.
Russ looks lost.
Patrick Mahomes or Russell
Mahomes.
Wilson?
Mahomes.
Justin Herbert or Russell
Herbert.
Wilson? Derek Carr or Russell Wilson?
Carr.
Lamar Jackson or Russell Wilson?
Lamar.
Joe Burrow or Russell Wilson? Jacoby Brissett or Russell Wilson?
I'll take Russ. Brissett's been bad, but jeez.
Deshaun Watson or Russell
Wilson? Deshaun Watson. Even with the Russ, it's going to happen.
Kenny Pickett or Russell Wilson?
I'll still take Russ.
Mitch Trubisky or Russell Wilson?
Russ.
Ryan Tannehill or Russell Wilson? Wow. You hate Ryan Tannehill, too.
Honestly, this is the regular season. I think I'll take Tannehill.
That's 10 quarterbacks. We're not even the NFC yet.
I mean, I think it's easier to say, who'd you not take?
Matt Ryan or Russell Wilson?
I'll take Matt Ryan right now.
Okay. Trevor Lawrence or Russell Wilson?
I'll take Trevor Lawrence.
Davis Mills or Russell Wilson?
Russell Wilson.
Yeah. All right. Jalen Hurts.
Hurts.
Daniel Jones.
Russ.
Okay. Cooper Rush.
Russ.
Dak
Cooper
Prescott.
Cooper Rush is long for the ride. Dak.
Carson Wentz.
Russ.
Was that a thought?
No, that was a good laugh because that was one of the easy
Heineke.
Ones. I'll still take Russ.
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Oh, man. And Russ beat him head to head if you want to count that.
Yeah, if you want to say that. I would.
I'll take Russ. Jimmy's been too inconsistent.
Matthew Stafford, Mr. Pick Six.
I'll still take Stafford this year. They've both been bad, though.
Geno Smith.
I mean, I can't sit here with a straight face and say Russell Wilson. I can't.
Kyler Murray.
Wow.
Come on. They're asking him to do everything.
And he's not, playing well.
But at least he's got 100 rushing yards last week.
And a lot. And they scored 9 points.
I know, but it's still better than Russell Wilson.
They scored an offensive touchdown. I'll go Russ.
Okay, I would go Kyler. But I'm just going off your answers. Kirk Cousins.
Kirk.
Aaron Rodgers.
Rodgers, even with how bad the offense has been.
Justin Fields.
Oof, he's bad. I'll take Russ.
Jared Goff.
No, listen.
Really?
No, I'll take Russ.
Okay, thank you.
It's going to make a Lions joke, but number
Tom
one offense.
Brady.
Brady.
Marcus Mariota.
I mean, he's not playing awful. Now, the only thing is they win when he doesn't throw. So I don't know really what it says about Mariota.
13, like a 14 last week, whatever it was.
Yeah. Time. The 3-0 when he completes 13 passes or less. So that's not great. I'll take Russ.
Jameis Winston.
Russ.
Taysom Hill.
Russ.
Baker Mayfield. Russ.
Russ.
Sam Darnold.
Russ.
And finally, PJ Walker.
Russ.
That's 19 quarterbacks you just named that you would rather have over Russell Wilson.
I mean, you watch him play.
That's
I don't see how you can.
MVP this year.
No MVP for Russell Wilson. I think we're off that train.
Nathaniel Hackett, who's a dead man walking on what the Broncos offense needs to do to turn things around.
This is very disappointing. We need to have a lot more urgency across the board. Starts with me as a coach, going to all the other coaches, and then to the players. We have to look from within. Every single person has to look at themselves, how we can all get better, because there's still a lot of football left.
Coach, do yourself a favor. We suck right now. We're horrible right now. We'll be better. That's all you got to say. Melvin Gordon on why he was benched in the game, courtesy of NFL Network.
I don't know. Me and you both kind of clueless on that. So, you know, I'm sure it'll be a conversation that's had. But, you know, to tell you exactly what happened, I can't tell you because I don't know.
Did Coach tell you at halftime that you wouldn't be a part of the offense in the second half?
No. No one mentioned anything to me.
So when you're on the sideline, kind of, are you just clueless?
Pretty much.
What a disaster this is. And Javonte Williams is out for the year. It's not like he's playing great. Nick Saban, last one here, says the team was nervous on Saturday against Tennessee. Really? I got to hear this.
You want to have great energy, and you want to be loose. I thought we were tight, especially starting the game. I mean, coming out of the locker room, our players always chant. They weren't chanting. I said, why aren't you guys chanting? What's up with that?
That's bad. Kind of sounds like Mike McCarthy right before that 49ers game. Yeah, we weren't prepared before a playoff game. You guys, I understand, nervous, but you felt like your team was totally different before this game up against Tennessee. I don't want to say the mighty has fallen because then watch Alabama be back in the SEC title game and they'll win the SEC championship, but Alabama, you're raising an eyebrow, big-time concern. When we come on back, a radio legend, Angelo Cataldi, joins us. We will talk about all the latest with the Philadelphia Eagles and the Phillies, who get set for NLCS game number one tonight against the Slam Diego Padres.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
We continue. It is The Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. What a time it is right now to be a Philadelphia sports fan, as the Eagles are 6-0, the lone undefeated team left in the NFL. And also, later tonight, first pitch of the NLCS between the Philadelphia Phillies and the San Diego Padres. So let's go out to the guest line right now and welcome in one of the all-time great legends in this industry. Wrapping up the final few months of his career, has been with WIP hosting Mornings Forever, a man that I learned a lot from as I was his intern when I was at Temple University, and that is the great Angelo Cataldi. Angelo, always great to hear your voice. How are you?
Zach, it's a pleasure to be on with you. Isn't it great? You're national. I never got there. Somehow the student became much better than the teacher.
Well, that's nice of you to say. I think I'll take your contract, though, probably over my contract, Angelo, for being honest.
Money's not everything, Zach. You know that.
Well, for Nick Sirianni right now, there's one thing, as you know, to win in Philadelphia and they'll love you forever. But then when you really embrace the city, it takes it to a whole next level. I would have never thought after that flower comment last year that Sirianni would have lasted long in Philly, but it's been just incredible to see the masterful job he's done.
Really so. And you're right about the connection with the city, Zach. That's the biggest thing. You know, at the end of the Cowboy game on Sunday night, we just found out today, I guess, last year, the Cowboys beat the Eagles both games. And after the second game, at least one, maybe two members of the Cowboys saw him on the field and said to him, "You guys don't belong on the same field as us." So at the end of the game, the Cowboys are acting like the Cowboys. They cheap shot, Jason Kelce. And he looks across at the field and he goes, "That's game, bleep you." And then going up the tunnel, he's screaming, "How about them Eagles?" So he's now officially a Philadelphian because he's talking smack like the rest of us.
Someone else that's also officially a Philadelphian is Jalen Hurts. Are you a believer that he is the franchise quarterback for the Eagles?
No question. We asked that question on our show today for our internet poll. 91% now think he is the guy. And he proved it in a real slow, steady climb to the point now where he's the leader they wanted, Zach. He's the guy. You know, he has those leadership qualities that are very, very hard to find. He's going to be really good for a long time in this city.
And he's so level-headed, too. And I remember I talked to him once when he was a finalist for the Heisman Trophy, and he always said, "I'm always going to bet on myself. I'm always going to believe in myself." But it wasn't a cocky way where Wentz just got in his head too much. Like, Wentz could be a more talented quarterback than Hurts when you look at it coming out of college, but Jalen just is the professional.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, the more I've heard him, the more I understand where it came from. You know, his father was a coach. He learned from his dad. He played with Nick Saban, and Nick Saban taught him. We are, Zach, you and I and all the media, we're what Jalen calls rat poison.
Yeah.
All we're going to do is something that will not help him. He knows how to tune it all out. Where you're really seeing it is in the fourth quarter of games that are still in play, and he'll take those guys on a drive, 15, 17 plays, 8 minutes, and they'll score points on those drives, and they'll win the game. And you ask the players in the huddle, and they say, "He's the steadying influence." The kid's 24. He's barely 24. And he's already...
Feels like he's 34.
Kind of, yeah, he does. And if you just hear him talk, and he's not a good quote, it's not something we're dying to hear in the media, but he knows exactly how to handle situations, and he handles pressure spectacularly well for a guy that young. I couldn't be more impressed with him.
I remember a few years ago, I was on your show, and I was crushing Howie Roseman, and a lot of people were.
Yep.
It's a big tip of the cap to Howie, because anytime Howie looks like he's down and out and maybe he's about to lose his job, he finds a way to just come out of nowhere and restore confidence in a lot of people.
Zach, he had one of the best off seasons I've ever seen. He completely remade the defense. Now they have a really good defensive secondary. He got James Bradbury. He got the new kid, Gardner Johnson. He got so many players.
Hassan Reddick.
Hassan Reddick to add to the pass rush. The young guys he brought in, you know, Jordan Davis in the middle of the defensive line. He just made one good move after another, and he added and added and added and somehow manipulated the cap so he could get all these guys under it. And now if they don't have the best team in the NFL, they're top three right now. They're definitely there with the Bills and the Chiefs.
And also what I love, too, was they had a good year last year. They were 9-8. I know no one was thinking that they were going to probably take this step this year with how that season ended. But when you say, okay, we have Jalen Hurts, he's our guy, there's one thing to say it. But this offseason, they showed we're going to put him in a position to succeed, because that move at the draft, giving up that first-round pick for A.J. Brown, that was a win-now move. Win-now.
That was a great move. Oh, my God. And A.J. Brown has suddenly made Devontae Smith better on the other side, because they're giving more attention to A.J. Brown. Then you've got a solid tight end core. You've got one of the best offensive lines in the league, and a coach in his second year who seems to know what he's doing. I mean, we're pinching ourselves, Zach. We keep waiting for the other shoe to drop. 6-0 at the bye. Wow.
And they're not even playing a complete game of football, and they're still 6-0. Nope. It feels like this is a 30-minute team, and their 30 minutes is still good enough to beat all their opponents so far, Angelo Cataldi.
They are the greatest second-quarter team in NFL history to this point in a season. They literally score 14, 17, 20 points in the second quarter. Then they go to the break, and they come back, and they're nowhere near as good. So we're grilling the coach on this, but how are you going to grill him when he's 6-0? And he goes, well, we're playing a different style after that. All I know is if you're 6-0, Zach, I don't even care how you got there. You got there. We're happy. That's perfect. We know they're going to go on a run here. We know they're going to be a playoff team, and then we'll see what they do against the really good teams in the big games.
I forget what month it was. Do you remember, Angelo Cataldi, when you threw out the ceremonial first pitch for the Phillies?
That probably would have been June. Yeah, June.
Were you the reason for this turnaround with Philadelphia? What did you say to them when you were walking off the mound?
All I can tell you for sure is this, Zach, all right? I threw a strike that day, and their control has been much better since. So if they emulated my delivery, I'm not charging for it. I'm happy to help them. But I have, believe me when I tell you, I had nothing to do with it. And if you really want to watch something, when the Eagles resume play, they're facing the Pittsburgh Steelers at Lincoln Financial Field, and I'm going out at the coin flip.
Oh, are you really?
And if they go into a losing spin, net.
Oh, your fault.
I'm going into a witness protection program.
You may have to early retire.
Oh my, you're so right. They lose two, they're going to run me out of town. You know the way it works here.
How do you kind of put this into perspective, Angelo? Because you've been on in Philadelphia for decade after decade after decade, and you've had so much success. You've never lost your fastball. Now we're getting into the final months of your radio career. Just what are you feeling?
A relief, because I've done this for a really, really long time, and it's a challenge. You work with us. You know how much effort goes into a show. I mean, we script the show. We don't just, go fly on the seat of our pants. I am so ready for it to be over, but I can't deny that right now I'm kind of having a real good time because I got teams to talk about that are far better than we imagine. So this is perfect. Whoever replaces me, Zach, they're going to have, are they going to have this much great stuff going on at once? I want to thank all these teams in our city for sending me out with some great stuff to talk about. It's been spectacular the last few weeks.
And one of those teams right now are the Philadelphia Phillies. What has Rob Thompson brought to this team? Because it just looks like they've been a different ball club. I know they're built well. They could hit home runs. They got two great pitchers to start things off. Yep. But this team's built for October. What has the manager done?
The manager has brought a human being to the position, which is what they didn't have with Joe Girardi, who is a robot. Joe Girardi did not develop relationships with his players. He consulted a folder, and I guess they called it a binder when he was doing it in New York. And he just applied analytics pretty much to all of his decisions. Wouldn't pitch pitchers in situations because they can't pitch three straight days if they're coming out of the bullpen. He had all these rules, pitch counts, meticulous adherence to pitch counts. Rob Thompson came in, and it was like he gave the whole organization a Xanax. Everybody just relaxed. Everybody just went, you know what? It's baseball. Let's just have a good time. And that's all he did. He's not a big personality. He's just a guy that relates to the players. And it's amazing. He's 58. He finally got a chance to be a manager. He's probably better than Girardi all the years he was his bench coach. That's the way I look at it now. But he just brought a human feeling to the clubhouse, and it worked for all the players at the same time.
Well, I can't thank you enough, Angelo Cataldi, for doing this today, and also it was great to spend a few segments with you on the air this past summer at Borgata. Good luck. Enjoy the next few months. And I'll always say this, the two biggest things I learned from you when I was your intern, it was preparation and then the entertainment value, and that helped me a lot in my career, so I can't thank you enough.
Well, Zach, honestly, you are by far the intern who's going the furthest. So please keep doing great, because we want to take credit for you for the rest of our lives.
You got it. All the best, Angel. We'll hope to continue to make you proud. Thank you.
Anytime, Zach. Take care, bud.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
So last week, an ESPN article came out that was reporting that Dan Snyder has hired investigators to track the NFL owners and also Roger Goodell, and he has dirt, and he's been compiling a file and even has a file on Jerry Jones. So if you want to kick Dan Snyder out of the NFL, he's going to take you down with him, is pretty much really what the gist of that report was. Now, Dan Snyder has categorically denied anything that was being reported in that ESPN article. And today, at the owners' meetings, Jim Irsay basically said, we got to get Dan Snyder out of here. And he thinks he'll have the support of the other owners. And Dan Snyder then fired back. Or a team spokesperson from the Commanders fired back and said, when the investigation does conclude, you will see that there is really not much here to kind of evoke Dan Snyder losing his team. And he also said him and his wife will not sell the team. So there was a memo sent to the owners today, because I guess Dan Snyder is not at these meetings. Or I haven't seen him at these meetings. I saw Jerry Jones leaving today. it must have been 20 minutes ago. The reporters are tracking him down. And you know Jerry Jones, he stops and talks to anybody. He is talking, but he is talking and walking through this whole thing. So this has just gone to a crazy level. I do think we're moving in the direction that Dan Snyder is going to lose the Washington Commanders, but you'll have to wait and see. So this is the memo or the email that Dan Snyder just sent to the NFL owners. I would like to address a recent ESPN article that contains false and malicious statements about the Washington Commanders, our management team, and me, my family. It is particularly shameful for ESPN to diminish the very real accomplishments of our president, Jason Wright, who ESPN alleges was placed at the Commanders by the league and has no power to make real change. I know you know this to be false. Unfortunately, ESPN ignored our efforts to correct the many falsehoods in their article before its publication. There is one allegation in the ESPN article that I feel it is important to address immediately. The article cited unnamed sources who said they've been told that Snyder instructed his law firms to hire private investigators to look into other owners and Commissioner Goodell. This is patently false and intended to erode the trust and goodwill between owners that I take quite seriously. I have never hired any private investigator to look into any owner or the commissioner. I have never instructed or authorized my lawyers to hire any private investigator on my behalf for any such purpose, and I never would. While we all are fierce competitors on the field,
We are a part of this organization because we love football, our teams, and our fans. Having the privilege to own a franchise in America's sport is something I know none of us take for granted. Falsehoods and lies being spread about any of our organizations hurts our league, our players, and our fans, and we simply cannot let them go unchallenged. Thank you for taking the time to read this. If you have any questions, Tanya and I are always available to answer them, and we look forward to discussing these issues with you at the appropriate time. So, Hickey, what I take from that, because Jim Irsay, the way we interpreted it today, basically said, if you got information, Daniel Snyder, come on out and release that information, and let's take the gloves off and let's get right at it here. That's the way, but Jim Irsay basically called the bluff in the ESPN article saying, all right, you want to hire private investigators? And don't get me wrong, there's been a lot of things well documented about Jim Irsay where a house that he owned, there was a dead woman in it. We know about the DUI. Like, there's a ton on Jim Irsay that we know publicly, but I feel like Jim basically today challenged that and state that he's not afraid and there's no apprehension about Dan Snyder and he thinks he should lose his team. And we were wondering to open up the show if this would move rather quickly, not in terms of removing Dan Snyder, which could be in play, but if you're Dan Snyder, if you have information, you kind of feel like now is the time. But in that article, it says he's not hired a private investigator to track the commissioner or the other 31 owners, so maybe this is a bluff of Dan Snyder where he's kind of just delaying, and he actually does have something. But through that article, whether you believe him or not, and he doesn't deserve the benefit of the doubt for us to believe that he did nothing wrong here, and there's already a punishment, and I say a punishment in air quotes because it was already weak and pretty much already over. But you got to kind of think that right now Daniel Snyder's, I guess, trying to play nice here. Maybe this is the level of desperation where he realizes that there's a good chance he's going to lose this team and this stuff comes out. Now, who knows how it got out, but now he's saying that he never hired a private investigator on any of the owners and the commissioner, Roger Goodell, where someone close to him had to say, if it wasn't him himself, to ESPN that he did this. So that's a weird response by Dan Snyder, but I don't know if he's telling the truth, because the guy never tells the truth.
No way he's telling the truth. There's no way. I don't believe him personally.
Like, how do you make that up?
It's too specific. I mean, that's why they did it, but it's one of those things where I don't think you could just make that up if it wasn't true. Also interesting, this is dated October 17th, which is yesterday, which means this is written before Jim Irsay spoke, which means he was unaware of basically Jim Irsay doing something that an owner has never done, which is basically speak up publicly against Dan Snyder. So I could see him lying in this letter or this email, I should say, in order to try to save face and kind of simmer down maybe some tensions between the other owners and him. And now I wonder, with Jim Irsay basically the next day going nuclear,
well, they don't buy him.
How he reacts.
Well, they don't buy
him. What he
does
next.
And maybe this was not Dan Snyder telling ESPN that he hired people to track the owners. Maybe someone had a conversation, whoever the source was, and we don't know who the source was. Maybe had some conversations with the owners. And maybe Jim Irsay knows something that we don't know. But, here's another thing. Is this plausible? That Daniel Snyder did hire private investigators, and they didn't really find much? They didn't really find much that would be damaging evidence?
So
I think it's very plausible.
100%.
If this gets out, which it has, that he's hired private investigators allegedly. If you're going to ask me, and I just give you my honest opinion on this show, do I believe it or do I think that this is an attack on Dan Snyder? I absolutely believe it. Daniel Snyder has given me zero confidence that he could do anything right in terms of operating that football team the right way. So I 1,000% believe, until proven otherwise, that he hired investigators. Do I think the investigators found much? Probably not. Did they find anything that was monumental? Probably not. And I'm not saying there aren't skeletons in these owners' closets. Like, I totally am cognizant, probably, of some wrong things that owners could have done in the past. With that being said, though, I said this
when this article came out, and I'll say it again. There's not a lot that we really agree on in society. People love to disagree just for the sake of disagreeing. But 9.9999999 times out of 10, if I ask the question, do you want to see Dan Snyder in the NFL? Most people are going to say no. So what is the information, if at any at all, that Dan Snyder has that is so significant that the other owners should be shaking in their boots, where if it does get released, you think people are going to do a 180 here and move the focus off of Daniel Snyder potentially being kicked out, where there would be people doing somersaults and cartwheels in the streets that he's finally gone after he's ruined this once proud organization? What is the information that you could potentially have that would be so significant and so damaging that people wouldn't just kind of push it aside, take it as Dan Snyder being bitter, or just Dan Snyder being the crazy uncle at the barbecue that you're like, yeah, uncle, yep. And you know you're just saying yep because you have to agree with him because you don't really want to have a conversation. And the next thing you know, the moment he takes a breath and stops talking, you run in the other direction to go get a beer out of the cooler. So if Dan Snyder has this evidence, unleash the evidence. Let's see the evidence. But I don't think he has anything really all that damaging. And today, yesterday, he sends this message out to the owners that I would never hire private investigators to track you. Yes, you would. Who are you kidding? You obviously would do that. And I hope he loses a team. I hope he doesn't keep on torturing those great fans. Because the stadium's a dump, his team's a dump, the organization's a dump, and they've become a national laughingstock. That's what they've become. The fans don't even go to games anymore, and the fans that do go to games, they have sewage pipes that burst on them, and you have crap on the fans. He craps on the fans, and the sewage pipes craps on the fans. I don't think he has much here, and that's what I've said from the start. Show us your evidence. Because there's not much that he probably has that would make me say, outside of something to do with racist remarks, misogynistic remarks, sexual assault, that Dan Snyder could have on the other owners that would make me say, wow, he has something that we didn't already know. And that he has something that would overtake the potential momentum to push this guy out of the league. I don't think he really has much here. And I think he's already starting to backtrack. And I do believe that he hired private investigators, but I think he's starting to backtrack when now you're trying to cuddle up and make nice with the owners that you were supposedly investigating. You clearly found nothing.
Also, too, if we're living in a fantasy world and Dan Snyder's telling the truth and this whole investigator thing was not true, wouldn't you think you'd be there in person to talk to the other owners and kind of, you know, make sure this is straightened out instead of sending a representative and sending an email? Oh, I would never do that. You would think if that was true of the case and he actually did not hire private investigators, this is all made up or fake sourcing by ESPN, wouldn't be, because this is very, very big and this is very important. You'd be in person at the meetings, talking face to face with every owner, ensuring them, I am telling them the truth. He's not doing that.
You make sense, but Daniel Snyder never faces the music. He never faces the music. So it's not surprising that he's not there. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Coming up next hour, Jeremiah Trotter Jr., linebacker for the Clemson Tigers. They're ranked fifth in the nation. Beat FSU over the weekend, Florida State. And then this weekend they have a top 15 matchup with Syracuse, is having a very surprising season under Dino Babers. So we'll talk to Jeremiah Trotter Jr. coming up at 8:20 p.m. Eastern, 5:20 p.m. Pacific. Yankees going to the ALCS. They have a date with the Houston Astros. And coming up in about less than 10 minutes, you do have game one of the NLCS. Phillies going to San Diego with a little date with the Padres.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.